Still got people coming in, so we're going to wait a minute or two here. I got the football game on, so if you hear that, that's just what it is. You're going to have to deal with it. I'm rooting for the Hurricanes there, Tara. The old Miami Hurricane. I don't really gamble. I don't know the spread. Oh, really, EMP? That's interesting. Yeah, I went there as well. Hey, what's up, Ishnay? All right, we're still adding people, but I'm gonna start it up anyway. Do you miss Chicken Kitchen? Dude, I don't actually remember what Chicken Kitchen is. I was thinking it was this restaurant that we went to on Federal, but I don't think it was called Chicken Kitchen. All right, so we've got eVegas coming up. I have a Discord that I've been told to link you if you want to coordinate as to what's going on there. You can go to this Discord. There's going to be a lot of goons there. So, you know, go there. Get drunk. Don't have too much fun, you know? Also, a little bit of housekeeping. We've got the meta show today with Kaznir, Angry Mustache, and Briskrew Ball. So if you're interested, Kaznir is going to give you an update on the state of the meta. They're going to talk some CSM stuff. It should be a pretty good show, actually. All right, so I wanted to talk about what's going on up north. We had Golden Week, which was a time, it's a entire week where China has sort of a holiday, and a lot of people were expected to be off in China, so Frat was going to make a push. And the whole week flopped. They did very little with it. That war up north has been kind of pretty weak. As of right now, you've got Bean 4 and Legion, which is a Sig from Horde, and you've got Pandemic Legion deployed there. And they are third partying. I'm doing air quotes right here. They're there helping Frat, but they say they're third partying. But even with that, Frat has not been able to, really get much of a push. Mostly because of the time zone differences. I think the war would be a little more active. There was a fight, not really involving Frat, in X70 about a week ago, where Horde lost a ton of paladins. So that was a pretty good. Pretty good fight to watch, but overall the action has been very minimal. The expected large push did not come through, and the fighting has been somewhat small. Now, as far as our involvement up there, I don't think every war in EVE should be a world war, so I'm happy to let these guys fight amongst themselves and do their thing. That said, last weekend, Horde formed their main fleet, and we immediately formed ours. We don't want it to be a world war, but it's also not going to be a thing where we're just going to ignore them throwing in on one side and just pretend they aren't there. So if they form, we'll target them, but we're going to keep ourselves out of it in any sort of large main fleet kind of way. A lot of you guys have been asking about... Damn. Can't believe we let these nerds score. A lot of you guys have been asking about squads and SIGs. We've been talking about them. And there are two new ones. They do have posts in the war room, so you can go hunt them down and look for them. We're going to let them grow naturally, see how they do. And, if they start succeeding, then we'll pimp them out a little bit more on the fireside. But for right now, if you're interested, you can check them out in the war room. I've got a thread here for cohort recruitment. If you want to boss our FCs around and tell them what to do, and you are in the EU time zone, there is a spot open for you. They're looking for new people who want to get involved with Cord, which is sort of the team that really pulls together everything in the Alliance as far as military battles, engagements, who we're sending where. It's a pretty active position, and it can be very fun. It can also be trying. Like, it's one of those things where if you want to have an exciting job that doesn't involve being an FC, but involves being a big part of the meta, Cord is an interesting place to join. So they're looking for EU people. Recruitment will be open for the next week on that one. Now, I know you guys have been sitting here very patiently, and I know you're saying, Asher, tell me the real stuff. I want that real shit, and I'm here to bring it to you. It's mining rules updates. I've got them. I'm holding the paper in my hand right now. I'm shaking the paper like it's peace in our time. I've got the mining rules updates, and here is the mining information. This week, we have changed the rules. The Mercoxit last rule is gone. We have a mining free-for-all. You can do whatever you want, mine however you want to, and we'll reevaluate how that changes it in a few weeks. So I know you guys have been dying to hear this information, and there it is. And if you know what, if you're good, if you're really good bees, in a few weeks, I will get you another mining rules update. I also have another exciting update. Oh, hang on, let me get my other sheet of paper. There we go. All right, I have another exciting sheet of paper here, and this one says PI and how we want you to get PI. PI builds crab beacons. This is the enticement. You guys like crab beacons, right? PI builds them. Also, prices are going up. Over the last month, PI has increased 40 billion in value on the market. That's what it says right here on the paper. So if you guys are looking to make money and help build crab beacons and help the alliance, then do your PI. All right, now I'm done with all the exciting stuff, and I wanted to talk to you guys about boring things like shooting people and stuff like that. We have started the Honeybees, our new home defense org, and it's been going incredibly well. Enemies have been coming in and actually trying to get our guys, and we have counter-dropped them. We have lost our perfect record. We did have someone who was in Honeybees die. They weren't doing a great job of doing what they're supposed to do, but the perfect record is gone. However, we've had a lot of activity on, yes, Koi, in game. They died in Minecraft. We've had a lot of activity as far as home defense. So if you're looking to get out, get in space, and have fun, this is a great place to join. A lot of people who are doing it are having a ton of fun shooting all the people coming into our space, and it's actually been a lot of fun to listen to all the coordination. So that's a great place to get involved along with the new SIGs and squads I mentioned. As far as my notes that I've written down on my sheets of paper, that is mostly what I want to talk to you guys about: the meta up north, the various things we're doing in the home defense. If you guys have any questions, hit me up with them now, and I will try to answer them. I have turned off the new UI. Oh yeah, you can hit escape on your menu, and there's a tab for the new UI. You can just turn it off if you don't like it. I have turned it off myself. I also use the 10-year-old map, so I am just a Luddite. I like old things, which is why I am talking to your mom. Join peacetime fleets. Vladislav, you said that, join peacetime fleets, getting 25 people in a 1K coalition sucks. That's always been the case. Peacetime fleets have always been small. People don't, they go to strat ops, and it's just going to be the case. When you're doing peacetime, you're just playing for that kind of number. It's one of the things that it will never change, and plan around it. Is there an active squad for wormhole mapping? We do have a wormhole squad. I don't know how active they are right now. Can we get shit stacked for frigates? You mean like T1 frigates, Phoenix? We should give those out for free. So that is theoretically the reason we don't give shit stack for frigates. Shit stack in the triangle, you mean in Potrovin? Potrovin and SIG has their own reimbursement. So if you want reimbursement, join the SIG. I mean, if you think there's a good reason to do it in like shit stack in Potrovin outside of the SIG, let me know. Maybe there's a good reason. Just send me a PM and I'll talk about it and think it over. Armored Fist says cohort position open to all coalition members or only Grim Popper. I'm pretty sure that's everyone. You can bring, yeah, any coalition member can join Armored Fist. How long is the line? Oh, only GSF. I am sorry. That's bad information from me. How long is Sniper Eagle? Remind me to talk about that at the meeting next week. That's something I wanna noodle over when you get a chance. How long is the line to get into the Patron SIG? They are admitting more people now, so it should be pretty quick, I think. What's my favorite kill mail that I saw this week? I don't think I've seen a kill mail this week. I saw some BRs, but I don't think I looked at any individual kill meals. Honestly, things have been sort of, like, as far as in-game, like, fights, it's been a pretty boring week, I'd say. I've been looking for things to talk about in the meeting, and really there has not been a lot. It's been an overall relatively down week. And if you look at our numbers, we're down about 75 from last week, so I think people have just been, for whatever reason, there's always these ebbs and flows, and this is one of those ebbing weekends. NBC Delve, when? We have a little development working on there, Juan. As far as maybe a SIG that's going to work in there, I don't have any more information than that right now, though. E-Vegas next weekend, already talked about it. Some people were talking about Full Send, which I believe is one of the new SIGs, and, or squads, I should say. And you can check it out. It's apparently pretty fun, according to Ellie Mae. Oh, Greg, what kind of puppy did you get? Not sure that's really a fireside discussion, but I'm curious. Labradoodle, good pick. My parents have a Labrador, but he's awesome. All right. Well, if you want more puppy pictures, you can hang out in Elysium and wait for Greg to upload one that answers all the questions we've had so far. Thank you guys for showing up, and I will see you all next week. Have a good one.